At 6:06, it is clear and 46 degrees in Tulsa, on our way to 72 this afternoon. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. Used car buyers, beware. Flooding in the upper Midwest could mean a flood of water-damaged cars coming into Oklahoma.
Well, there's a lot of flooding going on in states that surround Oklahoma. And when that happens, you know, people start claiming on their insurance for these cars. They are then totaled. And somehow, even though they're totaled, they make their way back into the marketplace. There are people out there that make these cars where they look like they're okay and make it back to the used car sales lot. And unsuspecting consumers, you know, purchase these vehicles not knowing that they have once been severely damaged in a flood.
Daniel Carnes with the AAA Auto Club of Oklahoma says to ask for a Carfax report and to look into the trunk, under the hood, and the dash for water signs. He says if a car smells musty, run away. On State Capitol Watch this morning, Oklahoma legislators have pushed for more money to go toward public safety. But the budget proposal unveiled by Governor Fallon and top Republican lawmakers gives only a fraction of its new funding to public safety agencies. Public safety departments would get just a sliver of the nearly $270 million of additional funding over last year's budget. None is intended for raises for public safety employees or for relieving stress on the state prison system. Now, Mayor Bartlett is pushing hard to convert the city's portion of the old Four to Fix the County sales tax into an earmark for public safety in Tulsa. The mayor says that is the only way he sees to get Tulsa's police and fire forces to the recommended staffing levels.
At the rate we're going now, I don't think we'll ever get there, because we just simply don't have sufficient funds to overcome the several years of a previous administrations when we did not have police and fire academies. They were canceled. And that really puts us in a very, very hard position to play catch-up.
He says if approved, the money must be used to increase staff and not to be used to increase the pay for existing staff. A $528,000 grant has been awarded to the University of Oklahoma researchers who are exploring a new treatment for bladder cancer. The research scholar grant was awarded by the American Cancer Society. Well, yesterday was Cinco de Mayo, and with that comes a renewed Washington focus on immigration. Oklahoma Senator Jim Inhofe says the best way to control illegal immigration is for us to tighten our social services.
A lot of it would be for benefits, a lot of it for food stamps and all the other things we have to offer. Until that is corrected, I don't think we're ultimately going to be able to resolve
them. He made the comments on CNN. He says the proposal from the Gang of Eight senators offering a gateway to citizenship is too vague at this point for him to even consider supporting. Firefighters say some businesses in a strip mall in Catoosa were destroyed over the weekend by fire. No injuries were reported. Assistant Fire Marshal Rick Broder told reporters that a discount store and a pizza restaurant were likely destroyed as the fire caused their roofs to collapse in the Saturday blaze. Military officials say two soldiers based at Fort Collins, Colorado, have died of injuries from a vehicle accident in Kuwait. One of the victims was from Oklahoma. The Department of Defense says 21-year-old Private First Class Charles McClure of Stafford died on Thursday. Our weather forecast, mostly sunny and nice today, a high of 72. Clear and mild tonight, down to 51 for an overnight low. National Weather Service radar this morning is all clear. Right now in Tulsa, it is clear and 46. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.